Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. The Tokyo Olympics are officially underway, and China snagged the first gold medal of the Games. NPR's Leila Faudel reports that Yongchan won the women's 10-meter rifle competition.
She took the first medal in the global sports competition that's been mired in controversy due to the challenges and expenses of putting on the global sports competition in the midst of a pandemic. And even as the competitions move ahead, COVID-19 remains a wild card as some matches are rescheduled. Today, one was canceled altogether because of a positive coronavirus case. The first Olympic beach volleyball tournament didn't happen because the Czech player tested positive earlier this week. So the Japanese duo Megumi Murakami and Miki Ishii advanced by default. Leila Faudel, NPR News, Tokyo.
The pandemic is not the only issue Olympic organizers are dealing with. The heat and humidity has led two top men's tennis players, Novak Djokovic and Daniil Medvedev, to call for matches to be moved to the late afternoon and evening to avoid the heat. The new leader of the U.S. Capitol Police is vowing to help usher in a new chapter for the agency following the January 6th attack. NPR's Claudia Grisales talked to the new chief on his first day on the job.
Tom Manger ran two of the biggest police departments in the D.C. metropolitan area in a career that spanned more than 40 years. In 2019, he retired as police chief in Montgomery County, Maryland, thinking he was done with policing, but changed his mind on January 6th of this year.
It was the first time since I had been retired that I wished that I was not retired.
He says he wants the public to know what Capitol Police are capable of in new hands.
These men and women are dedicated professionals who frankly demonstrated amazing courage on January 6th.
Manger said the weaknesses of that day should not define the agency's officers, and his new mission is to boost security for lawmakers and morale and resources for officers. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
The House committee charged with investigating the January 6th attack is due to hold its first hearing next week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the panel will do its job with or without Republican participation. House Republicans are threatening a boycott, with Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy saying Republicans could face consequences if they participate after Pelosi rejected two of the five Republicans he attempted to appoint. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava is thanking first responders and other rescue crews who have now ended the search in the rubble of the Surfside condo that collapsed 1 month ago.
What they've done is truly transformational for these families, for the world to see, and they're just my role models.
The mayor speaking there at a ceremony that brought the search to an end. At least 97 people died in the collapse. One remains unaccounted for. And you're listening to NPR News.